Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What's up? What's happening? Craig Hoffman with you on 106.7 The Fan. There is a lot to get to on this here radio program. We got interviews with Michael Phillips / conversations. Michael Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch, covering the Commanders in the draft all weekend. Brendan Marks covers the North Carolina and Duke programs down in North Carolina. So, of course, he covered Sam Howell. And we're going to talk to him at 8 o'clock, get a great report on Howell and kind of his development over the course of the years at North Carolina. We have Stephen Wino coming up at 9, talking NHL, and of course, with the heavy focus on the Capitals. And then on most other like NBA playoff Mondays, after the great games that we had over the weekend, I guess two of them yesterday, really the one Memphis Golden State game with plenty to talk about with the Draymond ejection. Normally, like, that's where I'd want to start. But because of all this other stuff going on, we're not even going to get to Howard Beck and the NBA until 9:15. So we're locked. We're loaded. We're ready to go here on Overtime. And we start with a question that I've asked a lot of people since Thursday, when I have been on, or when I anchored our draft coverage over on the Team 980, and then I've been doing shows. I was on with Reese on Monday over there, taped something with Scott Abraham earlier that'll be on Sports Talk on ABC tomorrow night. And one of the key points to me about this NFL draft and thinking about it, as opposed to just go ahead and diving into the players and like, do we like Jahan Dotson? Do we not? Is, what's the identity of this football team? And I do think on Thursday, I had a lot of questions about that. After the Dotson pick, I just go, what exactly are they trying to do? And I even asked JP that. We had Finley on before any of the picks happened in that 7 o'clock hour before the draft started at 8. And I said, hey man, like, what do you think they're going to do? And what does it say about the identity? And he just gave me a long pause and goes, man, that's such a great question. I don't know. I think I know what they were trying to do last year, but do we really know what they're doing this year? And I do think after this draft weekend, we have a little bit more of an idea of what that looks like. And that's really good because I think coming out of the Jay Gruden era and into the Ron Rivera era, then having COVID and the general tumultuous nature of the last 2 years for all of us, but especially for the purposes of this conversation, the Washington football team turned.
We are the Commanders.
There was a lot of shedding of players, personnel, front office people, and there was replacement with a lot of other people that didn't seem to be all pieces of the same puzzle, or that the only real common thread they had was we're close to Ron Rivera. But there wasn't, in terms of like a football philosophy or an identity, it was hard to tell what they were building. And I do think some of the decisions are out of their control. I do think that, for instance, losing Brandon Scherff is not something they wanted to do, because I do think Scherff fits the mold of what they ultimately are trying, which after this weekend, I would say they are trying to be big, fast, and physical, which is, or you know, those are three pretty good traits for a football team. And I think the Dotson pick was a little bit of a off the trail of that, but not quite as much as it looks on paper, because he plays so much bigger than his size. But if you look at Brian Robinson, you look at the safety they drafted in the fourth round, you look at Mathis who they got in the second, like these are big dudes who play super physical and or are crazy fast. Like the safety they took is not big. He's undersized, but he runs a 4.36. You can be big and physical or fast and physical. And honestly, I'd rather be fast than physical, especially at a position like safety. Maybe up front, I'll take big. But I'll take big and physical or fast and physical in any combination. And that seems to me like what they want. They also, you know, have some other binding traits of this draft class. Guys that are experienced. Outside of Howell, you're looking at like basically all seniors. Howell was a three-year starter, though. As opposed to last year, Jamin Davis comes in, having barely played any college football. And so I think now you see Rivera trying to put the pedal to the metal a little bit. And while I think there are discussions to be had, and we will have them, especially in that 7 o'clock hour, I want to take a lot of calls if we can. And instead of trying to do like an ABC, I almost want to do like a pass-fail grade. So we'll get to that, 800-636-1067, maybe even take a call or two next before we get to Phillips. But at the very least, you see a plan now starting to come together. I don't know that they're executing it perfectly. I think we'll find out pretty quick if they've executed it well. But I at least, for the first time, I feel like under Rivera, since the initial "these are the people that need to go" wave of transactions, see what they are trying to do. And when you come in as a new head coach and a team president, which Rivera is, and you go, hey, this is going to take 2 to 3 years, this is where you need to be in year three. Because if you don't have a you can have a vision, but if other people can't see it by year three, like you probably screwed up the execution of it. It can't be a secret. Like, we're not all stupid. So the fact that you kind of see some ties that bind together with this roster, again, I don't think they've executed this plan perfectly. I got plenty of gripes on certain moves that were made, because I think they've done it inefficiently in a lot of ways. However, I do see what they're doing. And I think it'll be fun over the next, you know, months that we have the OTAs and ultimately the training camp, and then obviously most fun during the season to see if it pans out. In the meantime, what do you think of what they did? 800-636-1067. Do you see the vision? 800-636-1067. And we'll talk to Michael Phillips about all that coming up at 7 o'clock as well. Craig Hoffman with you. It's overtime on 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Michael Phillips from the Richmond Times-Dispatch joins us at 7 o'clock. Craig Hoffman with you tonight for overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. 800-636-1067. Do you see the vision now as we're post-draft, the third of the Ron Rivera era, the first of the Commanders era?
We are the Commanders.
Now you got some draft picks, Jahan Dotson and company in tow. Rookie minicamp is Friday. 800-636-1067. Again, the number. Bobby's in Olney. Bobby, thanks for calling. You're on the Fan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Good.
My feeling is that it seems like they just kind of traded down to get a lot of like budget players instead of capitalizing on getting a few elite players. And I don't know if that's because they don't want to, you know, they're trying to change from being a hot mess to being just, you know, mediocre or what. But like to me, I feel like it's better to have like a few elite players that can, you know, play for you every season really well at a high level and energize the fan base, and rather than having just kind of like, you know, budget players.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Bobby, because that is my biggest gripe. Well, I understand what the team is trying to do at this point. I understand what the Commanders are trying to do, what Rivera, what Herney, what, you know, all these guys are trying to do, Martin Mayhew are trying to do. I'm not saying I fully agree with it. This team is dead on path for mediocrity, and it has been. This is where I get here's the thing. I understood when Rivera was hired that this was the bit, because I grew up in the Carolinas. Like, I always kept an eye on the Panthers. That was the team that I rooted for growing up. When I graduated college and started reporting on the NFL, like, my fandom is long gone. So not a traitor in here. Some people will have, oh my God, you're not a, like, it is what it is. Like, a hired gun, if you will. Like, I care about the team that is journalistically interesting to me. I lived in DC for 7 years now, like, and covered the team on the beat for five. Like, the team that I care about most is the Washington Commanders, because they're the one that impacts my life. But when, you know, 12 years ago, when Rivera got to Carolina, and on through before I started professionally working in the NFL, like, that was the team that I had my eye on. And there was always a frustration down there with him and kind of the low ceiling, despite the immense talent that they had. And so my expectations were never super high for what this team would ultimately be under his stewardship. That said, I didn't think it was a bad hire, because they needed things that Ron Rivera has that previous administrations didn't, like respectability. But I also thought Ron would keep around some potential dissenting voices that did do a good job in previous administrations, and maybe even were undervalued and underappreciated and underutilized in previous administrations, that would help maybe raise the ceiling a little bit. And these do seem very much like in that ethos, that there is a higher floor with multiple players. Like, the chances that all three players you wind up getting in the Jahan Dotson adjacent trade, where you trade down, you switch first round picks, you pick up two more, that you, and I think they gave up one in that trade as well, but like those three players, one of them is a bust. Okay, well, if you bust out, or just not even bust, but like unproductive, is gone after his rookie contract, never really pans out in anything more than a occasional special teams contributor. If one of those guys turns into that and you get two starters, like, great, you did well. But what happens if Chris Olave is great? What happens if Kyle Hamilton is great? Like, there were other guys on the board that had higher ceilings, and eventually that's what this team needs, because they have. And this is also the problem when you, like, make a move like the Carson Wentz one, and you pay him $28 million this year, and you try to split the baby. You try to both compete now, but also kind of do some stuff for the future. Well, you compete now because you need the quarterback, but then you also make moves financially that mean you got to let go of Ioannidis. You got to let go of Settle. And then you got to bring in these new guys that aren't going to be ready yet. And I'm not a religious studies major, or wasn't a religious studies major, nor am I a particularly religious person, but I did learn enough in Hebrew school to know that the lesson of splitting the baby was that you weren't supposed to split the baby. And I do think there's a lot of that with how this team has been built. There's a lot of baby splitting. And when you split the baby, well, it was bad news in the original story. Once I wound up with it, we don't need to get into that. You split the baby in NFL terms, if we mercilessly end this insufferable analogy, you wind up being dead in the middle. You're too good to be bad, and you're too bad to be good. And if that is what this team is this year, 10-7 makes the playoffs as wild card slash maybe in competition for the NFC East. I actually think that's a massive win. But then what? And that's the hard part about this. Getting to be 10-7 in the NFL is really not that hard. Being 10-7 with an upward trajectory is really hard. Where you know I have my quarterback for the future and he's under the right contract. We have pathways to keep our top talent. And while Ron and his staff deserve credit for putting that floor underneath this franchise for this upcoming season, the next steps are critical if they want long-term success. They got to be right on Wentz. They got to get the money right on Wentz. They got to sign McLaurin. And there's other steps, obviously, along the way that they're going to have to do to secure a path towards a championship, not just a path towards, I think we can make the playoffs. Craig Hoffman with you on 106.7 The Fan. We'll take more of your calls coming up starting at 7:15. But first, we're going to take a call from Michael Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch. My buddy, my pal, going to come on. He was in the draft room out in, well, the media draft room, the annex, out all weekend, talking to the prospects, watching film, doing his thing. So Michael Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch, joins us on the Commanders Draft next. I'm Craig Hoffman with you here on Overtime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.